became emperor. Justinian was born in 482 or 483 in Tarisium Tower, Macedonia, and was the nephew of Justin I. Another aspect of Byzantine history that is important to keep in mind while studying Hagia Sophia is Byzantine iconoclasm, which refers to two periods of time in which religious icons and images were opposed by the religious and imperial authorities. The first iconoclasm took place from 726 to 787, while the second took place from 814 to 842. Both of these took place after the construction of Hagia Sophia, but had important consequences for the artwork in the interior of the church. Iconoclasm was carried out by means of a ban on religious images under Emperor Leo III and continued under his successors, accompanied by widespread destruction of images and persecution of supporters of the worship or veneration of images. Theologically, iconoclasm is motivated by an interpretation of the part of the Ten Commandments that forbids the making and worshiping of graven images. Both iconoclastic periods in the Byzantine Empire evoked this theological theme. One traditional explanation for the occurrence of Byzantine iconoclasm was the encroachment of Islamic culture and Muslim ideas that began permeating Byzantine thought. Islam rejects and destroys religious idolatrous images, and it is thought that with the Islamic military successes in the 7th and 8th centuries, the Byzantines decided to follow suit. Another theory is that the drive to iconoclasm was class-based, suggesting that it was generally supported by the eastern, poorer, non-Greek people of the empire, who had to deal with Arab raids more regularly, whereas the wealthier Greeks of Constantinople and the people in the Balkans and Italian provinces who were more insulated from Arab raids opposed iconoclasm. Iconoclasm ultimately ended with Theodora, wife of Theophilus, who became regent to his minor heir Michael III upon Theophilus's death. Theodora presided over the restoration of icon veneration in 843 on the condition that Theophilus not be condemned, and from that point forward, the first Sunday of Great Lent has been celebrated in the Orthodox Church as the Feast of the Triumph of Orthodoxy. Emperor Justinian, under whom the Hagia Sophia was built, ascended to the throne in 527 and ruled for 40 years. Accounts describe him as a stocky and ugly man, but he was deeply conscious of the prerogatives and duties of his position as a person exalted and close to God, and he was self-controlled in his personal life. From an administrative standpoint, he was an adroit diplomat and organizer who was gifted in choosing collaborators and streamlining the administration of his empire. He was also married to Theodora, a woman of extraordinary beauty, courage, and intellect. Justinian was profoundly religious, which ensured that he spent considerable time attempting to re-establish orthodoxy and guide the church into the future. At the same time, however, Justinian was a short-sighted emperor who was unable to come to grips with the fact that it was impossible to solve religious conflicts through wavering political compromises. He was also unable to stem the decline in the Byzantine economy and unwilling to form long-term plans for the future that would secure the northern and eastern borders of the empire against the Persians and Slavs. Naturally, since he remained so focused on the present, Justinian also engaged in grandiose propaganda schemes to promote his own glory, such as easy conquests, trading in luxury goods with faraway countries including China, India, and Abyssinia, a well-planned publicity campaign carried out by his court historian Procopius and his court poet Paul the Silentary, and a grandiose building campaign in the capital of Constantinople. In addition to attempting to conquer Italy and restore all the old dominions of the Roman Empire, Justinian also had to quell inner unrest by fighting barbarian usurpers, securing the borders, re-establishing religious orthodoxy, reorganizing the law, and reviving prosperity. Though he inevitably fell short of at least some of his aims, Justinian did make the Byzantine Empire a more efficient empire in many ways. The Nika Revolt in 532 that precipitated the building of Hagia Sophia and the undertaking of Justinian's building campaign was the last major populist insurrection against autocratic rule, and the Marcellinus Conspiracy in 556 was the last of the aristocratic uprisings in the empire. Justinian succeeded in setting up a nearly bribe-proof civil service, his bureaucrats created a well-disciplined army, and he also succeeded in giving the empire a uniform code of law. That code of law, the Corpus Juris Civilis, or body of civil law, remains the foundation of the legal system in many modern European countries. As for religion, in his book Early Christian and